This is a recording that is going to be speaking. I will be speaking about the eclipses. There is a partial solar eclipse, a new moon eclipse on January 5th on Saturday. And there will be a full moon eclipse on January 20th and 21st, depending on where you live on the West Coast. It'll be around 9-ish in the evening on January 20th. And on the East Coast, it'll be at around 12:16 p.m. on January 21st. And first, I would like to make a few announcements. This audio is going to be a lot about Capricorn, which is about what are you willing to commit to this year? What actions are you willing to take? How do you want to change your life to fit all the different changes that you've been going through over the last, you know, several years where we've been having a lot of frequency upgrades, and they are continuing, but we are being asked over the next 2 years in particular with so much Capricorn energy to take concrete actions as best we can with ease and grace to create a more beautiful world and a more beautiful life that reflects who we are inside. When I do readings, oftentimes I feel bad afterwards that I'm not working with you longer to assist you in changing your lives to fit some of the qualities that we spoke of during your reading. And so I will be offering a few coaching sessions starting in mid-February for people who want to do a few months of coaching with me that is designed to assist you in helping you change how you live your life to be more authentic with the qualities of beingness that you most admire, that you most inspire to, that inspires you, and that are reflected in your astrology chart. And also how to work with sending positive energy rather than negative energy out into the world, particularly when you're triggered. How to do that, how to dismantle some of your structures in the mind and the body that prevent you from seeing that more ease-filled, grace-filled path. So I will be taking a few new coaching clients. It'll be starting in mid-February. If you are interested, please contact me. The next thing I want to announce is that on Saturday, from 1 to 5 at the Living Arts Collective, I will be doing a women's medicine circle. And there is more written information about that in the newsletter. And on Saturday, January 12th, I'll be doing my Spirit Medicine Mentoring Circle, which is a group that has been meeting for about a year. And we are working with deepening our relationships to helping spirits, particularly healing spirits, and doing a whole lot of work on our healing and merging with these beautiful high voltage beings and working on our energetic boundaries and creating safety and increasing our frequency and releasing trauma in ways that are really somatic and embodied, but also that invite in spirit. And I'm opening this group up. Our core group meets from 1 to 4. If you'd like to join this circle, it'd really be great for you to come at 10 in the morning to 12 so I can introduce you to some of the basic processes. And if you can't do that, then if you could come on Saturday to the Women's Medicine Circle at the Living Arts Collective, you'll be introduced there to some of those concepts and practices. And the Living Arts Collective Women's Medicine Circle is a fundraiser to help pay for the new floor the new dance floor they've got. The other announcement I want to make is that there will be a Bliss Cafe on Wednesday, the 23rd of January. Garth Robertson will be there, and we will also include a Medicine for the Earth ceremony. Medicine for the Earth ceremony, to me, is the most embodied expression of Leo, And we're going to talk about that when we talk about the Leo eclipse. But Leo is essentially all about radiating your inner light and allowing that radiation of that inner light to change the frequency around you from miles and miles around you. And so at the Bliss Cafe, we always do a ceremony where we invoke our inner light and radiate it so the whole group is experiencing it. And we also radiate it to parts of the earth that are needing healing. So that is going to be at 6:30 on January 23rd. And on January 24th, Thursday at 7:15, we're going to be doing an astro constellation for beautiful healer Lori Thorpe. So that is free of charge for those who are going to either come to participate in the constellation or simply observe it. It'll be at my house at 7:15. If you need to come a few minutes late, you are still welcome to come. And that announcement is also included in this. And I'll be one of the guest teachers at Carolyn Muir and Amrita's Awakening. I'm not going to say it correctly. I'm a little tired. Women's Sexual Healing and Awakening Retreat in May in North Carolina. And again, you can look at the flyer. So if you don't live near us and you can't come to any of these events that I've just talked about, you can come to that one. And we all need more connection to our vitality and our life force and our sexuality. And as women, this is an incredible opportunity to really bond with other women and increase our vitality and our life force together and do a lot of deep healing work together. I'll be doing some astrology work there, some bliss acupuncture healing circles there, some shamanic journeying, and hopefully even an astro constellation. So take a look at the flyer. The link to the flyer. Now let's get to the eclipses. This is the first time I've ever had announcements before I've talked about anything. And I think this is my way of getting more Capricorn energy in my own life. So on January 5th, we have a new moon solar eclipse at 15 degrees Capricorn. It will not be visible in the United States, except if you are in Alaska. It'll be visible in parts of Mongolia and Russia and China, that part of the world. But it brings a very strong activation. As you may know from listening to these audios, eclipses come in pairs, and sometimes they come in triplets, but usually in pairs. And so this window opens on January 5th, and it extends all the way to January 20th and 21st when we have a full moon total lunar eclipse that we will see. That will be amazing. It'll be a blood moon. It'll be a super moon. A super moon means that the moon is closer to the orbit of the Earth, and so it appears bigger, a really big moon. And it'll appear to be orangish red because the reflection of all of the sunrises and sunsets on the earth will be reflected back on that moon, and that will change the color. So that, I think, is just very beautiful. And so when we enter an eclipse portal, it shifts the magnetic frequency on earth. And so we start to, it really does thin the veils, it really activates things. So I love to share with you when we have eclipses, because these are really potent times. It's like the waves get really big and strong, and so we can make really big changes. We also tend to feel them. You know, eclipses are essentially new moons and full moons that are supercharged. So we tend to feel new moons and full moons, and when there is an eclipse, it's even stronger and more potent. Now, this new moon eclipse on January 5th is, it's a solar eclipse. But the moon and the sun will both be in Capricorn at 15 degrees Capricorn. And we will have three Capricorn eclipses this year. One on January 5th, one on July 16th, and one on December 25th. So January 5th is a solar eclipse. July 16th will be a lunar eclipse, and December 25th will be another solar eclipse. And then in 2020, We have more eclipses in Capricorn and Cancer on that axis, and we have a huge amount of activity in January 2020 when we have Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter conjunct in Capricorn and conjunct the South Node. And this is a huge shifting turning point, but the seeds that are being planted for that literally start, well, they've begun already, but they're very potentized on January 5th, this Saturday, when we have this new moon eclipse in Capricorn. So what does any of this mean? First of all, it's really important for you to ask yourself, where do I need a breakthrough in my life so that I can express my mastery? A lot of you have been learning and growing extensively over the past 7 years, and it's been like a whirlwind of one deep, intense, transformative experience and a surrendering as well to big energies coming in that are unfamiliar to us, that are totally new, that we're digesting and absorbing, that really have to do with what is the energy that we need to create the next expression of reality that's very different than the one that we have now, that's much more connected to an awareness of the multidimensionality and an awareness that love and connection are the new operating manual that we are basing all of the structures in our culture on. And we're bringing in that energy and we're grounding it with our bodies at the same time that the old structures are rapidly collapsing around us in ways that are frightening and intense and dramatic. And so all of this is happening at once. And so we've been growing and surrendering and opening to this energy and holding space for what is happening on the planet, some of the things that we can't control that are disturbing, and getting ready to step in as masters of something. And sometimes we'd have no idea what that something is because it's still not fully formed yet. So new moon eclipses are often new beginnings. They are time to plant seeds. All new moons are time to plant seeds. Eclipses even stronger. This one is about planting a seed that will last a long time because we're working with the Capricorn energies for the next 2 years as we have Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn now and the sun and the moon in Capricorn and even Mercury's in Capricorn at the time of this eclipse and the south node of the moon. So that's like a lot. Is that like five? And then in 2020, Jupiter enters Capricorn and we have just another layer of amplification of these energies. So let's really look at what these energies are about. Capricorn's asked us to plant the seeds that we need to plant to create the new earth with dedication, with integrity. Capricorn asks, does it work? Does it grow corn? Capricorn asks us to pay attention to the areas in our life that we need to grow up, that we need to mature, get grounded, and show up, where we are willing to take responsibility, to make commitments, and to take our lives seriously without taking our lives so seriously that we lose our sense of humor. Because Capricorn is the goat. It is the goat fish. And the goat, goats are really fun. And in fact, it's so interesting to me that goats are becoming this cultural icon. Everyone wants to have a goat, a pet goat, or a goat that, you know, mows your yard, or goat yoga. And we are entering this hyper Capricorn time that is the goat. The goats are really playful as well. They get stuff done, but they're really playful. So ask yourself, where do I want to be in dedication? Where do I want to create mastery? And what do I need to release and let go of so that I can step into a new beginning? How do I create my life so that I feel a sense of internal stability, even as the world around me continues to change dramatically. Some of those changes you may like, and some of those changes may be very terrifying. I have been making sure that I listen to some positive news, and there certainly is some. Did you know there are 10 African-American women who were sworn in as judges this month in Texas? That's amazing. There are amazing things happening. And in our own worlds, we're being called to really commit to what amazing creative things do you want to bring forth in your life, even though you're not perfect yet, even though you may not completely have it all together yet. It's time to show up and step up, because 99% of life is showing up. And many people have been kind of working so deeply internally that it's been, but Cap, with all this age of Capricorn that's coming, Capricorn is saying, step up where you can, get clear, and also release some of those thoughts, beliefs that are really part of the old paradigm, and yet they're still operating almost like in, like as a habit, really. They have no energy to them, but they are sort of an old habit that's like, they feel like if there was a web in us, it feels like it's crusty and it's falling apart. And it's really like if you blow on it, you'll see that there's no reality to some of these old beliefs. And yet we still run them, but it's easy with these eclipses to shift them. You are going to hear my dog for a moment. I'm going to have to remove him. One of the things that's happening in my life is that my beloved dog is 18 and a half years old. And when the sun goes down, he sundowns. And he just starts barking and getting very irritable before he goes to sleep. And so I'm just going to have to remove him so that we can have some quiet. And I apologize for this. I am so grateful that he's 18 and a half years old and he's still running up and down the street and still enjoying his life in a lot of ways. And I'm very aware that at any moment, all of this could change. Okay. Oh, okay, baby. There you go. There you go. All right. So what I was saying is that one of the things that I'm really aware of is that there's a big, huge energy inside of us that is just this massive sense of presence that's building and building and building. And at the same time, we have these structures of knowing in our mind that are just kind of operating. And it's never been easier to shift out of this and to step into that big mind and to see that smallness within us that is really on shaky ground and easy to release. And these eclipses help. Both eclipses on January 5th and January 20th and 21st are, Uranus is featured prominently squaring the nodes and also squaring Jupiter, which this allows us to really disrupt and shake up structures of knowing within us that really no longer serve us. It helps us to see them. It helps us to clear them. It helps sort of dismantle their energy, really, and allow us to make a greater contribution from a place of love and clarity, and a desire to make a commitment and lend our wisdom to the changing that's happening. Now, Uranus also helps us to see things with a new, clear perspective, but it also can be very disruptive and bring a lot of sudden, unexpected changes and surprises. I know that sounds ridiculous to say, well, these eclipses are going to bring sudden, unexpected changes and surprises, because that is happening all the time. But it's gonna, you know, these eclipses are really potentizing that. Capricorn is a householder energy, which means that it initiates a new season. So Capricorn helps us to initiate new things in our lives, helps us to find our alignment with what is true for us now. It helps us to mature and take responsibility for our next creation. Capricorn is associated with the circle of grandmothers and wise elders, wise healers and counselors, business people, people in government that are stepping up to make those foundational changes that need to be made to do the work that needs to be done. Capricorn is willing to do the work that needs to be done and asks us, where are you willing in your life to make a deeper dedication? And again, what commitments and beliefs and ideas and thoughts about yourself and others that do not work do you need to release, shake up, and shake loose so that you can step up into this new beginning? And that is what the January 5th and 6th Capricorn new moon solar eclipse, some of the themes. Other themes is that Neptune for both of these eclipses is also very prominent. Neptune is squaring Jupiter. Jupiter and Neptune are having a conversation. And so this means that your intuition, your inner guidance is really, really, really amplified. And having a clear sense of knowing from the mind is not likely. It's more likely that it's that still small voice that guides, that might guide you that direction, one step and then the next step, without giving you the full breath of where will I be in 5 years. Well, it's better at this point, because of how much Neptune is there, to set a big intention for the qualities you want to experience in your life: more love, more connection, more grace. And then what's the next step? And then listen and then commit to it, knowing that things can change, knowing that what's really being highlighted is your ability to listen to that inner guidance and not to be attached to how things must be a year or two from now, but more to be very committed to the qualities of life that you want to bring forth and birth. I would also say that Capricorn and Saturn, which are aligned with, you know, very connected to one another, and Saturn's in Capricorn now, also has to do with your skin, your hair, your bones, your teeth, your joints. And so these issues of the body are also going to be very prominent. Again, these Capricorn energies are really strong for 2 years, and the seed point is this new moon. And so it's really important to take care of your joints and your bones and your teeth and your skin and your hair and your nails and that beautiful temple we have that is our body, that is our earth. There is a lot of earth energy right now, which is really about getting grounded, bringing all the parts of yourself all the way into your body, down to the tips of your toes, and creating beauty with your life in grounded, practical ways that are tangible, that are felt. And this new moon is a great way to set those seeds. You know, Capricorn also has to do with leadership, government, all of the institutions, all of the structures in our society, our government, our schools, our financial institutions. And eclipses tend to accelerate changes in those things. And also they tend to bring up the shadow so that we can see what needs to be changed. Many, 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 many astrological cycles over the past, you know, 10 years has been pulling up the shadow in these structures because Pluto's been in Capricorn. Now, Pluto rips things up and transforms them so they can come into an authentic, pure expression of what they were originally intended to be. And Saturn does the work of putting them back together. So this isn't it a time of just beginning to put things, to see more clearly of what needs to be done, to move things to where we really all want them to, most of us want them to be. It's interesting that for the next 2 months, there are no retrograde planets, which means that as these eclipses come to a close in January 21st, a lot of energy is going to be in forward motion. Very rapid changes can be made. And as I said, these eclipses are highlighted by Uranus. And so you really want to be asking in your life, where do I need a good disruption? What needs to be disrupted in me? How can I use this medicine to disrupt the parts of my being that I really need to be released, to be shattered, so that I can participate with full integrity in the great turning of, towards remaking my life and the life of my community so that it reflects more beauty, a more love, more connection, more integrity. That's what this is all about. Then on January 20th and 21st, we have the next eclipse, which is a full moon, total full moon lunar eclipse on the West Coast. In the United States, it will be visible at about 9:15 p.m. And on the East Coast, it'll be visible at about 12:15 p.m. It will be visually stunning. As I said, it will be like orangish red because it is reflecting the sunrises and sunsets on Earth. And this eclipse will be when the sun and the moon are at, well, the sun will be at 0 degrees Aquarius, and the moon will be at 0 degrees Leo. This will be the last eclipse in a series of eclipses in Leo and Aquarius that started in 2017. You may all remember the Great American Eclipse on August 21st, 2017. That was the eclipse that we all, you know, watched. And the like day of that eclipse was the same day that we had the Charlottesville, the march of the alt-right on Charlottesville, the KKK on Charlottesville, and having the president, you know, basically say that they were good people. And that was what happened on that eclipse. And we are still in that series, but we are the last eclipse in that series on January 20th and 21st, bringing to a conclusion what we've been working on. So the Leo Aquarius eclipse series, we've been working on allowing our light to shine, our self-love, our creative spark, our courage, and our confidence. And those people who have had Leo and Aquarius strongly in your blueprints have been on the front lines of this since 2017, and also looking at the shadow of that, the shadow of leadership, the shadow of ego, the positive, healthy self-love shines on everyone and sparks everyone and is egalitarian in nature, that we are all vessels of the divine. The shadow of Leo is I'm light and you're not, and I'm better than you. And also themes of narcissism, not being able to empathize with other people, and having to look at that or being asked to look at that. And some people can look at that and some people cannot. And being able to own where you've been too focused on yourself, not enough focused on the collective. Aquarius is about the collective field, the quantum field, egalitarianism, oneness, unity consciousness, and bringing in that new vision. And so we've been working on activating and aligning to that in a healthy way and releasing all of the unhealthy pieces of that. And the unhealthy piece of Aquarius is total disconnect from the body, sort of spiritual bypass. It's all okay. I don't really want to look at it. But the healthy part of both of these is the confidence and the courage and the love and the light and the connection to divine light and that ability to radiate it into the field. And that's that healthy Leo. And the healthy Aquarius is all about really connecting to the oneness and to connecting to our highest possible vision for ourselves and for humanity and having the courage to bring that in. And we've been working on that, and we've been working on clearing the underbelly of the shadow. We've really been seeing the shadow of unhealthy Leo, particularly in our leadership, with a lot of very self-interested people not caring about the collective. And we now see the work we have to do to change what type of people enter leadership positions. And it's going to need to be those Capricorn Cancer types that really are care about the collective. So other aspects of the eclipse that's going to happen on January 20th and 21st is we're still going to have Uranus is still going to be squaring the nodes, so it's going to be a whole time of radical revolutionary change, possibility to access a greater vision, shattering of old structures within ourselves and within the collective. We're also going to see a strong Neptune as well, which is this needing to connect to inner guidance and ability to access other worlds, other realities, our higher self, bringing that into the awareness of our minds and our bodies, and learning to operate from a place of our egos taking direction from our intuitive knowing and from our spiritual self that is really existing in a multiverse, and learning how to bring that into physical reality in ways that are practical, that work, and that get results. And this eclipse is a very strong seeding time of that we are going to be working with over the next 2 years. The North Node has shifted into Cancer, and the South Node is in Capricorn. So on the South Node through this time, Pluto's going to be sitting there just blowing up old structures, old ways of doing things, and Saturn's going to be reformulating, recreating, asking us to be really honest with ourselves about what are we willing to do to come into mastery in this world. And we're not going to be able to. Saturn often shows us where things are tight and need. It's almost like where in your wardrobe does everything two sizes too small? We're looking at that on a global level. Where do things not work, and where can we make them work better? Saturn has been in Capricorn since 2017. And Saturn loves to be in Capricorn. It's its home sign. And so it's really powerful here. And we have these eclipses in Capricorn, which are further activating Saturn's focus and power. We also have Pluto in Capricorn, which has been there since 2008, dismantling those old structures that don't work. And those structures now with these eclipses are literally being eclipsed by new ideas that are coming into the culture, new ideas for you that are coming into your life, and asking you to have enough energy to figure out what you need to do, to have enough energy to be that change agent, that creator in your life. This is one of the reasons why I'm wanting to do some coaching with those of you that want it, because sometimes we need help and support to dismantle those old structures and to align with these new energies, and then to really be willing to commit to taking action in our lives so that the beauty around us reflects the beauty that we're cultivating within us. Okay, thank you, and have I hope that you have an eclipse season that is magical and marvelous, and that allows you to see possibilities for your life and to see even how you can begin to manifest them in ways that can be filled with ease and grace and joy and community and connection, because that's what we're working on together. For those of you who have a lot of Capricorn or Cancer in your chart, or even Aries and Libra, these next 2 years are going to be very strong for you. And as always, I suggest that you all have some astrology updates. I'm not going to be offering eclipse updates, but I think that if you would like an update, get a whole reading about where these eclipses are happening in your what houses, both areas of life, but also the rest of your chart, because some of you are having other cycles that have nothing to do with what I'm talking about. And so you may or may not even resonate with this, but there's something else happening for you that you need to talk about. So it's January, good time to set up a reading. Okay, thanks, and talk to you soon. Bye.